Happy December 31st in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is 5-Minute Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. It's the last day of the year, and it's the last Dietrich Bonhoeffer Advent devotional that we'll be discussing this year. Just an FYI, in January, our family devotions will be starting in the book of Genesis and continuing that throughout the rest of the year. So let's hear from Bonhoeffer one last time. He writes, "I believe that God can and will bring good out of evil, even out of the greatest evil. For that purpose, he needs men who make the best use of everything. I believe that God will give us all the strength we need to help us to resist in times of distress. But he never gives it in advance, lest we should rely on ourselves and not on him alone." What a wonderful message to end this year on and begin the next with. Now, for just a bit of context, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote this in 1943 in Germany, I believe. And this is about 3 to 4 months before he would be arrested by the Gestapo, the political police force of Nazi Germany. It's also a time of great evil and wickedness. Thousands of Jews a day are being shipped off to concentration camps and being killed. The war is raging on. Bombing runs can be seen and heard overhead all across Germany. And in the midst of that chaos, Bonhoeffer still sees and writes this truth: God can and will bring good out of evil. And we are certainly not living in times like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but even still, we are seeing great and pervasive evil all across our land. So can we see and say with faith, like Bonhoeffer did, that God can and will bring good out of the evil in our land? We should, because Bonhoeffer was not speaking some new thought that he'd just come up with. He was speaking an old truth, a truth he learned from the source of all truth, God's Word. In Genesis, we hear from Joseph, after he had suffered great evil done against him. And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." And the Apostle Paul tells us the same truth in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, saying, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good." But that's what God does. We can and have faith in that, and at some level, that's the easy part. The difficult part, as Bonhoeffer said, is to be men and women that make the best use of everything. And maybe even more difficult to be men and women who rely not on ourselves, but on Him alone. So as we step into 2024, let's pray that we would be people that don't succumb to the evil, the vile, and the wicked, but rather people who focus on God and look to be lights that shine in the darkness. The world will bring evil. It always has. We should expect no less. But God can and does bring good out of that evil. He may even bring it out through you.
This is such a wonderful truth to know. It brings such comfort for what's going on in the world that we see as evil men plot. And this is also a comfort for ourselves on a personal level, like Joseph. God meant it for not only Joseph's good, but for the good of all his family, even the ones who did the evil against him. God's ways are so much higher than our ways. They are better than anything we could imagine on our own. A verse that comes to my mind about this topic is, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul in Ephesians 4 is speaking of contentment in every circumstance he faces. Many hear that verse and think it means excelling at some worldly pursuit. It's most popular in the sporting realm. But what Paul is saying is something far greater than that, and it should be our prayer. Contentment is not something that we think to ask God for often. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says about weakness that when we are weak, God's power is made perfect in us. Paul says he will boast of his weaknesses so that the power of Christ will rest upon him. He goes on saying that for the sake of Christ, he is content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. And this is why we can have peace and joy in the midst of these things. We have something the unbelieving world doesn't have, and what we have is worth much more than the riches and glory they seek in this world.
And let me end with a prayer from our Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying today from Psalm chapter 2. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, who hast given unto us thy dear Son to be our Lord and King, grant, we beseech thee, that thou wouldst destroy and dissipate by thy marvelous wisdom all enterprises devised and directed against him throughout the whole world, and make us so to profit and grow in his holy law and doctrine, that in all fear and reverence we may serve thee, that in the end we may attain to that endless joy which we hope to receive through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen.